No whistle. Simmons taken on Vonleh all the way to the cup, and he slams for two. Is
Ben getting it from Jimmy, and you can see he's got his mind made up as soon as he picks up that outlet. Well, those tough passes.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've run the floor and had some really weird passes come your way.
Look at that.
No pass there, simply a slam for Simmons. He is playing with a lot more emotion after showing some unusual emotion and picking up a technical.
Yeah, and you can see how.
Yeah! NBA Straya! How you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Straya. It is Thursday, December 20. Only 5 days till Christmas, man. Bet you've got all your shopping done. You better run out and grab something else for the missus. Yes, that's right, man. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, as we wrap up after every single day of NBA action, just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. All right, so huge night of NBA today. We had 12 games on, so we're talking about all of it. All of it. There's a massive Paul George game. There's a Blazers big come from behind smoking of Memphis. Blake Griffin wanted to fight a fan. It was awesome. So that'll all be covered with the usual dumbassery if that's not a knife. Old mate, no mates. Spud of the night and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's always, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day in Outback Steakhouse, where we're serving up some flame grilled takes. It's going to be great, trust me. And why wouldn't you trust me? We also pick and preview the couple of games for tomorrow. And because it's Thursday, we swing by Kiwi Corner to see what Stephen Adams has been up to. And we'll finish up with the diary of Stephen Adams as the Kiwi Colossus finally gets his Christmas letter from his mum. Legendary. All right, man, let's just get into it. NBA's back. This is NBA Story Episode 208. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better watch out for the attack of the angry Blake Griffin. Fuck, man. If I'm a fan, the last person I'm trying to fight is Blake Griffin. That dude don't give a fuck. He'll punch the shit out of his best mate. We already know that. Fucking hell. Anyway, we start every day here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around. That's it, man. Let's get stuck into it. So we've got a little bit of news. Fatty Ray Felton and Dennis Schröder, German Rumble, were suspended for one game without pay for leaving the bench during the punch-on against Chicago. On, what was it, Wednesday? Sure. Suspended for a game without pay. Chicago Bulls center Robin Lopez. Oh, fucking sideshow Bob Robin Lopez. Fined $25,000. And Jeremy Grant on the Thunder was fined $20,000. Both for escalating the punch-on. And Chris Dunn for the Bulls was also fined $15,000 for starting it. So, unfortunately for Dennis Schröder, that cost him $182,000 worth of game check. And Fatty Felton misses out on $29,000. So, they literally end up losing out on almost, what, a combined $200,000 just for standing up and going, oh, what's going on over there, man? Whereas Robin Lopez and Jeremy Gann are out there, like, getting each other's jaws falling into the crowd and shit, and they get 25 and 20 respectively. That's fucking nuts. Anyway, some injury news. Goran the Flog Dragic, the Slovenian Flog, he's out for 2 months after a knee procedure. Ah, oh, it sucks for the Heat fans. And Bangers Baines, that's right, Aaron Bangers Baines is out with a broken bone in his hand. Now, to be honest, I didn't know he could be injured. I figured he was made out of adamantium. I'm a bit bummed out by this. Hurts. Love watching the Celtics. Love watching Bangers Bang. It's the classic. Zach LaVine is also out for 3 to 4 weeks with an ankle injury for the Bulls. That's a bit of a shame as well. He was kind of just like working himself back into a bit of shooting form. Nah, no dice. He's out. 3 to 4 weeks. Deal with it. All right, let's wrap all 12 of the games right now. Oh, geez. That's a lot of that, isn't it, Stephen A. Smith?
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
I know, man. So Charlotte, they beat Cleveland 110-99. As mentioned yesterday, Jesus, Kemba Walker dodged a bullet by not getting traded to the Cavs last year, didn't he? For the Cavs, Larry Nance Jr. had 10 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 20 points on 8 of 19 shooting for mini J.R. Smith, Jordan Clarkson, and the sex man, Colin Sexton, the rookie, 11 points on 15 shots. Not great. Cleveland lose because Dele didn't play. He was out with knee soreness, probably from scoring and dominating too much. For the Hornets, Kemba Walker had 30 points, 6 assists, 18 and 12 for Sleepy Lamb, and 18 and 10 for Marv Williams. 12s each for Tony Parker and Frenchie Nick Batum. We are both French. We are both here to have sex with your wife. And Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Nice one. Hornets just keep on rolling. They're 15 and 15 now. Perfect for them in the middle of the East. And Cleveland, that's right, isn't it, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland!
8 and 24. The Spurs went into Orlando and beat the absolute bejesus out of the Magic. 129 to 90. Ugh, gross. Jonathan Simmons got his sort of, you know, no revenge. He had 8 points against his old team. The Magic, they were out. Vooch was out for personal reasons. I believe his wife had their baby. Now, his name is Nikola Vucevic. His wife is named Nicoletta. That's fucking weird. You've basically got the same name. What do your kids call you like when they're a bit older? Nick? Jesus. Works for both of you. That's hilarious. Anyway, the Magic, led by DJ Augustine. Oh, that's not a fucking sentence you want to say often, is it? Jesus. 12, nice. 17 points. 12 and 9 for Air Gordo. I'm glad he's getting paid a shit ton of money. 12 points on 15 shots for Evan Don't Google Me Fournier. 10 and 5 for Johnny Isaac. Mo Bamba had 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. Magic, shit show though. Spurs, DeRozan there. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Wait, I think that was the other way around. I think it was 7 assists. Let's quickly check. You know, we're all about being really, really bang on here at NBA Australia. Nope, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. Nice one. Good job to Matt. LaMarcus Aldridge, that giant spud, 20 and 4. Rudy, Gay Rudy, 14. Bryn Forbes had 17. That's awesome. He's smashing. He shot 7 of 8 today. That's fucking wild, man. Who else? Devin Eubanks had 7. Sure. But Bellinelli, Marco Bellinelli, 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3 for his 18 points. Spurs absolutely smoke him. They're on a bit of a roll now, the old Spurs. The Magic aren't. The Magic have just really gone in the tank of late. What have they lost? Just a bunch in their last, what is it? They won 2, they beat the Bulls and the Jazz, and they'd lost 3 before that. So now, there you go. Bit of a swoon. And for the Spurs, I mean, jeez, they're crushing it, mate. What are they, 17 and 15 now? They've just beaten the Sixers. They've beaten the Magic. They did lose that weird game against the Bulls, but I believe they have now won 6 of their last 7. On your Spurs, 17 and 15. The Knicks went into Philly and got shit pumped by the Sixers, 131-109. Big Simo Ben Simmons drops his second triple-double in 3 games. The Knicks, they shot 43%. Sixers, they shot 53%. That's how you win games, by shooting 10% better than the other guys. Kevo Knox, the rookie on the Knicks, he had 21 points. Hardaway the lesser, Tim Hardaway the lesser, apparently dealing with plantar fasciitis and being not as good as his dad. 27 points, 5 assists, 14 points for Damian Doxon. He looks good, man. I love that guy. Enes the Penis had 15 points, 6 rebounds, and Manny Moutier, after a couple of absolute ball terror games, comes out and puts up an egg, 11 points, 3 of 12 shooting. Kobe! Amazing. Sixers, they also shot 50% from 3. Joel Embiid at 24 and 10. Big Simo, as mentioned, 13, 11 and 10. We'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. Jimmy Butts returned to form with 20 points. And Landry Shamwow. Landry Shamet, 17 points, shot 4 of 7 from 3. He's fucking awesome, man. No, doing very, very, very well for a rookie. JJ Redick hit his 10,000th NBA point, which is awesome. 14 total for the game. Philly, rolling along nicely, 21 and 12 now, and the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City are 9 and 24. They're heated rivals. The Boston Celtics hosted the Phoenix Suns. You'd be like, oh, wow. Well, the Phoenix Suns suck, so the Celtics would have rolled them, right? Nope. I mean, what are you doing, mate? Oh, come on, bro. What's going on, man? I mean, this was just bloody shit house, wasn't it? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, that's right. That's what the Phoenix Suns did to Boston. They're like, nah. this is just wild. Absolutely wild. Phoenix 111-103 over Boston. Ayton and Booker absolutely smashed it. Celtics had 16 turnovers. They were out-rebounded 56-37 and lost Aaron Banger's Baines in the first 2 minutes. And look, Boston falling apart after losing Aaron Banger's Baines doesn't surprise me that much. He's a crucial part to their team, and he's an absolute fucking cement truck of a human being. But to lose to the Phoenix Suns, the worst team in the NBA up until right then, is inexcusable, especially at home. What are you doing, mate? Well, Kyrie had 29 points, 10 assists, 10 of 19 shooting. Pretty good. Jason Tatum, old Harrison Barnes with better publicity. He had 18 points on 7 of 17 shooting. Kobe! 12, 4, and 5 for Marcus Smart, and 12 also for Terry Rozier. But Gordo Hayward, he had 10 points, 3 of 8 field goals in 29 minutes. Robert Williams, the Time Lord, came in for Bangers, had 8 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 blocks, just swatting everything, mate. It was awesome. But geez, this was just an absolute rough one for the Celtics. I mean, without Marcus Morris, it's just, I don't know how they're, like, how is he their most important player? It's fucking wild. Jaylen Brown was all out of sorts. He went 3 of 9, 0 of 3 from 3. He short-armed just a horrible one, basically, that would have gotten them right back into it in the last, like, 4 minutes and just clanked it. For the Suns, they took 11 more shots than the Celtics. That's what out-rebounding the other team by about 20 will do. Devin Booker had 25 points, 8 assists. Old man DeAndre Ayton had 23 and 18. Expect that to pop up later. TJ Warren with his TJ Warren points. 21 points. Oh, man. Kelly Oubre Jr. Jeez! 13 points, making his Phoenix debut. Josh Pacey Jackson, 5 of 8 from the field for 11 points, 5 rebounds. They just smashed them, did the Suns. Absolutely wild. So Boston are now 18 and 12 and have lost 3 straight after winning like 8 straight. This is fucking mental, man. Absolutely. Oh, 2 straight. 3 straight? 2 straight. 2 straight. Let's say 2 straight. But damn, bruh. Still not great. Anyway, moving right the F along. Indy. Oh, 18 and 12. Yeah, 18 and 12 for Boston, 8 and 24 for Phoenix. We've got to, you know, got to sign off properly, don't we? Indiana went into Toronto on a back-to-back and nearly beat the Raptors and probably should have, but shit the bed pretty hardcore. Toronto 99, win 96 over Indy. Tough one at the end of this for the Pacers. They had it. They let it slip away. Victor Oladipo had a couple of chances to basically ice it and didn't. And Bojan Bogdanovic definitely got fouled on the last play where he was tying it up on a three-point shot by OG Anunoby. The OG Anunoby got shafted by the refs. Pacers, what the fuck are you doing, mate? So for Indy, Victor Oladipo had 20 points, 9 of 19 shooting. Kobe, 4 assists and 6 turnovers. Oh, gross. 12 and 10 for Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King. Great piece on him on the ringer today. 10 and 14 with 5 blocks for Miles Turner. That's a man's game, Miles. And 18 for Bogey Bogdanovic. Crushing it, Bojan. But yeah, definitely got fouled on that last one. Raps, they shot 40%, 23% from 3, and somehow fucking won by having 9 turnovers to 20. That'll do it. No Kyle Lowry. Big booty Kyle Lowry. No Serge Ibaka either, but no worries. Kawhi Leonard, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Not bad, mate. 17, 7, and 4 for Siakam as well, and 11 points for Freddie Van Vliet of the Fighting Van Vliets. Hit a go-ahead 3-pointer with 25 seconds left, scored 9 of his 11 in the fourth quarter, and was absolutely fucking unstoppable. Norm Powell came back as well after 21 games out for the Raps, so that was neat. I like Norm Powell. 15 minutes, 1 of 4 from the field. So, look, this was an absolute shit show. Toronto were down 17 and came all the way back to beat Indy. Indy, what are you doing? I get that it's on a back-to-back. You've got no legs, but come on, man. What are you doing? Brutal. Brooklyn, speaking of comebacks, they beat Chicago 96-93 in Chicago on a back-to-back. They tried their hardest to lose it. It really came down to a Joe Harris layup with less than a minute left and a Chris Dunn offensive foul in the end of this. So for the Bulls, Chris Dunn had 24 points, 11 and 21 shooting, 6 assists, not bad. 16 points and 11 rebounds for fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world. Archie Adekono, he had 10 points, nice. Shaq Harrison, 13 as well. But They're two young dudes, Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, and Wendell Carter Jr. were both quiet. Wendell had 9-5-2, Lowry had 8-6, and that was it. Brutal. For the Nets, Spencer Dinwiddie had 27 points and 6 rebounds. Just was amazing. 8-15 shooting, 4-8 from 3. Had an absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible possession late where he gave up the ghost and they just basically burnt clock for 24 seconds. And he was like, oh, fuck, we've got to shoot it. And but they still hung on for their win. Go the fro, Jared Allen. He had 16 points and 12 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell had 13 points on 14 shots, returning to earth after his nice little run against the Lakers. And Joe Harris had 11. The Nets just eked this one out. And it was a game that you expect them to lose on a back-to-back after winning 6 straight. Nope. They're now on a 7-game winning streak. And they're 15-18. And the Chicago Bulls, meanwhile, 7-25. Weird stat of the night, Brooklyn became just the 4th team in NBA history to win 7 games in a row directly after losing 8 in a row. This is fucking wild, man. That's right. They've won 7 in a row after losing 8 straight, joining the 1958-59 Syracuse Nationals, the 1983-84 Chicago Bulls, and the 2003-2004 Golden State Warriors. That's unreal. So you got to lose, like, let's say the Warriors lost 9 straight and then won 7. But the others all lost 8 straight. That is absolutely fucking wild, man. So there you go. Good job, Brooklyn. Way to do it. I mean, this is the year you should be tanking and instead you're winning. That's how you say, not fucking smart. Anyway, Washington went into Houston and got their asses kicked, 136-118. Washington and the Rockets set a new NBA record with 26 made three-pointers, beating the Cavs record of 25 they set back in 2017. Harden made 6, Chris Paul had 5, Gerald Green, Eric Gordo had 4 as well. Absolutely unreal. They attempted 55 and hit 26 of them. Unreal. For the Wiz, John Wall sputtered up, 18 points, 12 assists, shot like shit though. Brad Beal had 28 points and 7 assists. Nice one. Trevor Ariza in his second game for the Wiz filled up the stat sheet again. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. 15 as well for fellow new Wizard, Sam Decker. And El Jefe Green, 12 points. The same for Tommy Bryan as well. But the Wiz just can't keep up, man. Man, that'd be a good spot for Jabari Parker, wouldn't it? Yeah, just throw another fucking moron in there who doesn't want to play defense. Nice. The Rockets, 35 points for Harden with 9 assists. CP3 woke the fuck up. 7-11 from the field with 21 points and 8 assists. 16 for Eze Gordo. And Gerald Green had 12, all on threes. Unreal. Clint Capella also had 20 points and 12 rebounds. Houston, 16-14. They've now won 5 straight. The Wizards are 12-20, have lost 6 of their last 7. Classic. New Orleans went into Milwaukee, or here it's Algonquin for the good land, and lost 123-115. Tasty matchup. A couple of MVP candidates. Anthony Davis, however, left sort of in the middle of this, feeling sick. Still managed to post 27 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Fucking hell. That's unreal, isn't it? Jesus. Jrue Holiday had 25 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds, 20 points for Darius Miller as well. And Jahlil Okafor got out there for 17 points. Unreal. Unfortunately, Etuan Moore was Etuan less today. 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting. 7 points on 8 shots. That's less than Moore. No Julius Randle or Nico Mirotic, and AD left the game. So you wouldn't expect the Pelicans to win this, but it was still closely fought. Pretty good stuff. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo had a lazy 25-8-8. Jesus. Chris Milton had 14-5-5. Missed every shot from 3, though. 16-7-4 for El Presidente Brogdon. Just a lot of good stuff. Blow-dry Bledsoe wasn't that good. He had 9 points. And Spud George Hill didn't even make Delhi's average. He only had 11 points in this. Nice one. But the Pelicans, they dropped to 15-17 now. Milwaukee at 21-9. Unreal. Detroit went into Minnesota and won in overtime 129-123, which was unbelievable because Minnie got shafted on a no call at the end of regulation. And then Derrick Rose proceeded to shoot them out of the game. Blake went mental. He tried to fight a fan. Meanwhile, he was also absolutely crushing it and had like a million points, which was really cool. Sorry, I'm just killing a mosquito. Can you believe that? There's a fucking mosquito in Larry Armour Studios. That's wild. Fuck off. Oh, he's bitten me. Fuck you. Anyway, for the Wolves, D Rose had 33 points, also cost him the game down the stretch, 1 of 4 in overtime. Took some horrible shots. Cat had 16-8. The big Carl Anthony Townsend fouled out. 16-6 for Andrew Wiggo Wiggins. Covington had 22, including a massive 3 late. But man, this was a great tussle. Dario, the homie Saric, had some great plays down the stretch too, 15 and 6. But man, Pistons, they shot 9 of 13 from 3 in the fourth quarter to come roaring back in this. Blake had 9 points at halftime and finished with 34. Jesus. He had 34 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Andre Drummond had 16-16, looking good. Reggie Jackson had 24 and a career high for Reggie Bullock. 33 points, 7 made threes. And let's check over there in Luke Kennard corner. Oh, 1 of 7 from the field, mate. Yeah, nah, we're good. Thanks, Luke. Yeah, see you, mate. Minnesota now dropped to 14 and 17 with that horrible loss. Detroit, 15 and 14. Interesting to know what that fan said to Blake to make him go psycho, but hey, man, I'm sure it'll come out eventually. Fun stuff. We're going to talk about it later. Utah beat the Golden State Warriors 108-103. This was unreal. Great game, too. You always kind of expect the Golden State to come back, but Rudy Gobert was just enough of a deterrent kind of all the time to slow them down. The Warriors just missed shots in the fourth, which is not something you usually think. So for the Warriors, the coward Kevin Durant had 30 points on 10 of 23 shooting, 2 of 7 from 3. The dork Steph Curry had 32. Got a bit tired there. Lost his legs late. 12 of 21, 5 of 9 from 3. Klay Thompson had 12 points on 12 shots. And Draymond Green, 8 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 of 10 shooting, and only 17 combined points off the bench for the Warriors. Not great. For the Jazz, though, it's just Joe Ingles leading them to the win. 20 points for the Jingler. He's going to get you. 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Crushed it, mate. Donovan fucking Mitchell had an absolute Barry Crocker shocker. 5 of 26. Gross! From the field, 17 points. Wow. Wow. 17 points, 6 assists, and 6 turnovers. What a shit game. Rudy Gobert's Eiffel Tower had 17 points, 15 rebounds, and 4 blocks. 18-11 for Jay Crowder. Faves had 12-9. And even Ricky Rubio, Ricky Tiki Tata, shot 0 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. And look, so anytime that between Rubio and Mitchell, you can shoot, what, 5 of 34, Jesus, and win, that's wild. Kyle Korver also chucked in 12 points all on 3, so that paid off on you, Utah. Golden State dropped to 21-11. Utah are now 15-17. Memphis, Portland. Portland eked this one out 99-92. Mike Conley came back for the Grizz. He had 23 points and 6 assists, was mashing in threes, which was unreal. Looked like he would never miss again. It was unreal. But eventually he did. Gasol had 14 points and 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Stop bitching and moaning probably for a second to play some basketball. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Was amazing. Blocked a shot on one end, went coast to coast. It was fucking amazing. I love him. 15 points for slow mog Kyle Anderson and 14 points for the entire bench, man. Not good, Grizz. Maybe the Brooks brothers got all confused. Like, oh, wait, am I meant to shoot or is it meant to be Dylan? It's like, Dylan's injured. Oh, I don't know. What's going on? Blazers, 11-0 run to open the fourth to bust this one open. Great game by Dame Lillard. In his 500th game, he went absolutely ham. 4 straight threes in the third quarter to get them all the way back in it and really over the hump, which they definitely needed. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 of 18 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3. Dame smashed it. CJ McCollum at 11 points on 5 of 16 shooting, 8 of 7 from Nook. The Bulls new beer, Hillall. But it was really the bench that stepped up for the Blazers. Myers Leonard, 12 and 8. Boost up that trade value, would you, Myers? 12 and 7 for Mini Myers, Zach Collins. Even Sauce Castillo got in there with 8 points. Seth the shit one Curry had 8 points. The bench, man, they shot 16 of 29 and 5 of 12 from 3. That was unreal. So Portland ride their bench to an 18-13 record now, and Memphis 16 and 15 down in 10th now and have lost 4 straight. Oh, the shine's off the Grizz. Speaking of shine being off teams, Sacramento hosted the OKC Thunder and lost 113-132. Got absolutely shit pumped. Even while the Thunder were without Fatty Ray Felton and Dennis Schroeder, German Rondo. For the Kings, buddy Steph Curry healed and went fucking wild, man. 37 points, 11 of 25, 7 of 14 from 3. He's been going awesome late. Maybe Vivek was right, but he's not quite Steph Curry. Let's all just chill out, man. De'Aaron Fox had 28 points and 12 assists. He was awesome. Big Willie Cauley-Stein style had 13 points and 7 rebounds to go with 4 assists and 10s all around for Belly Belitza, Justin Jackson. But the Sacramento bench had 14 points. Not great, mate. For the Thunder, Paul George. Oh, Jesus. had a massive one, 43-12. We'll talk about that in a second. And Rusty, second straight triple-double, 19 points, 17 assists, 11 rebounds. Whoa, not bloody bad. Oh, but triple-doubles are really dumb and bad because they're bad. Fuck you, idiots, you nerds. Oh, nah, those triple-doubles, they don't count. They're not good. They're not good triple-doubles. Fuck off. 20 and 23 for the giant Kiwi. We'll talk about that in Kiwi Corner. 22 points for Jeremy Grant. 2 points off how many thousands of dollars he got fined. And my favorite 36er since Phil Smythe, Terrence Ferguson, had 14 points as well. Thunder just went out there and smashed Sacramento from pillar to the post. Sacramento, 16 and 15, now out of the top eight. Lost a couple straight. OKC, 20 and 10, and looking pretty good. On your Thunder. Way to go, mate. There you go. That was 12 games. Jesus, my fucking throat just fucking burning over here. It's a lot of talking. So let's do the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
That was a knife, Paul George. This was a game that OKC definitely needed to win. I think we mentioned that yesterday. It's one of those ones where they're like, you know, they're on a little bit of a roll. They need to keep these things rolling. They have now won three straight. Paul George goes out and absolutely crushes the fucking Kings. 43 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 15 of 27 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. Unreal stuff, Paul George. Honorable mentions go to a Reggie Bullock 33-point outing, hitting 7 threes. He was awesome in a winning effort in Minnesota. And honorable mention, obviously, to Big Simo, Ben Simmons. His dunk and stare down on Noah Vonleh basically stole Noah's soul, which was absolutely unreal. And of course, his triple-double was sweet as two, mate. What about old mate, no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, maybe Blake Griffin for trying to fight a fucking fan. The best part about Blake Griffin is you can talk shit very, very easily. It's like, how's that baby mama? How much you paying in child support? Which Kardashian did you try to bang? Why don't you try to punch me like you punch your best mate? Your stand-up sucks. You jumped over a Kia. It was not the actual top of it. But anyway, you know, just lots of good shit to give him shit about. But I don't know. It's pretty hard. You know, he's stuck there in Detroit. Maybe he's trying to get a little bit of notoriety back. It's pretty good. Also, old mate, no mates, the coward, Kevin Durant, talking shit to Utah fans. Now, I know that Utah fans are pretty fucking brutal. And knowing Utah, probably pretty racist. But at the same time, Kevin Durant does a lot of talking back to fans now. And I love it because you know what really, really slows fans down from talking at you? Talking back to them. Good job, Kevin. Yeah, it's a smart move. What about Spud of the Night?
Spud of the night.
Oh man, this has to go to Victor Oladipo again, man. Two shots to either seal the win or get it back over the wraps, and sputtered them both horribly. This was tough, man. He got caught up in a jump ball on the last one, and then lost the jump ball to Danny Green, and that was basically it. He shot pretty badly, just wasn't really on top of his game, especially down the stretch. 9 and 19 shooting, 6 turnovers on 4 assists. Victor, he's a very tough man. Hello, it's not great. Anyway, a tough one. That was a bit of a sputting. But actual sputting of the night, you know, Derrick Rose as well, man. He had 33, had the Wolves in this, but also probably shot them out of it, which was not great. Missed his last 3 straight shots and, yeah, basically really killed the Wolves in overtime and down the stretch in the fourth. And Donovan fucking Mitchell, he was just lucky that they won. 5 of 26 from the field is just, like, Hall of Fame level spud worthy. Jesus, 6 assists and 6 turnovers. Donovan fucking Mitchell, why don't you wear another smart-ass fucking hoodie, dickhead? Maybe hit a shot, just saying. Pantsing of the night goes to Jonathan Simmons going up against his old team, the San Antonio Spurs, at home in Orlando. He got danced off the court by DeMar. DeMar was like, ooh, I'm going to go over here. Oh, watch out, Jonathan, watch out. And Jonathan's like, oh, my fucking feet are just like, and he like danced off the fucking court. It was hilarious. Good job, Jonathan. Good job. That's what you get for having a name like Jonathan. What about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We're coming for everybody, as long as everybody gets traded to the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis. Who was better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball today? Oh, this one is easily old man DeAndre Ayton. 23 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 10 of 14 shooting. Looking very, very good over his last 3 games. So including today, 23 points, 18 rebounds, which is fucking wild against Boston. I mean, they're not great at rebounding, but still, it's a tough team. 10 of 14 shooting is fucking wild. Other games, this 3-game stretch, he had 21 and 13 and 18 and 12. He shot 25 of 39 in that stretch as well. So that is... Do you reckon Lonzo Ball will ever have a stretch in his entire career where he shoots 25 of 39? Probably not. Just saying. All right, we'll be back in a second with the NRs right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Yeah, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take 3 or more NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number 1, should NBA coaches get challenge flags? Yeah nah. Nah, come on, man. What do we love about basketball? The fact that it's nowhere near as fucking complicated as American football. Yeah. And you know what's really going to fucking like make shit more complicated? Coaches trying to fucking challenge stuff. I do love the idea of the concept of like going, refs, you clearly missed a fucking call there. There was a foul. Go back and change it. Thing is, the implementation of like challenge flags and shit like that in the NBA is just going to be an absolute shit show. Also, flags are fucking dumb. It's such a crazy, like weird American thing that they're just like, oh, look at these little flags. I'm going to throw them. Oh, look at my little flag. I'm going to throw it onto the field. You did something bad. It's like, oh. Literally, what fucking sport are you playing? You bunch of big girls' blouses. Throw some flags. Look, I do like the idea of NBA coaches getting to go, look, motherfucker, that was clearly, for like, we saw this today with Bojan and Blake cleaning up. Was it Cat at like mid? No, it wasn't Cat. It was a Wigo at midcourt at the end of regulation, the mini Detroit game. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll challenge the shit out of that because he fucking clearly wiped out my guy. The refs just kind of suck. So it keeps costing teams games. You're going to hear shit like this pop up more and more and more. Speaking of which, was Bojan fouled by the OG Anunoby and did it cost the Pacers the game? Yeah, nah. Yeah, he was fouled, but nah, didn't cost him the game. Giving up a 17-point second-half lead was what cost him the game. Don't do that and then don't find yourself in a fucking position where you need to come back and hit a 3 on the very last possession. What are y'all doing? Anyway, did the refs also cost the Wolves a win in regulation? Yeah, nah. Yes, they missed a call right in fucking front of them on Blake and didn't call it. Now, this is the third straight day I've yelled about some fucked up, dumb shit NBA reffing. And I just want to kind of know if it's like other people as well are going, what the fuck is happening just all of a sudden? This is just kind of shit. But 2 egregious ones today with Bojan being fucking mugged by OG. And Blake just fucking wiping out the Wolves right at the end of regulation and no calls. You're like, fuck, man, if that happens to like LeBron or someone, there's like bloody murder being fucking screamed and everything. Next one, have the Suns righted the ship? Yeah, nah, I mean, yeah, they've won 4 straight for the first time in 1,368 days. So they've done something right. Getting rid of Trevor Ariza might be part of that. But also, they're 4-0 since Greta Rogers, the old lady, tore Sarver a new asshole in that great, great, great community council meeting. And Devin Booker also tweeted out, I love Phoenix. So, I don't know, something's going right there in Phoenix. Maybe, just some good vibes going their way. Final, yeah, nah, is LeBron the greatest dad in the world for breaking down his kid's game and giving him some encouragement? Yeah, nah, I mean, fucking sure, yeah. I mean, he's a good dad. Surprise, fucking surprise. He's a good dude. I love that people are like, oh, this is the content we need to see. Oh, but yeah, he's like, he's a dad giving his son a little bit of a pep talk. That's neat. It's also kind of neat that it's a world famous athlete doing it to, you know, his son. So sure, that's good. But like, who was ever like, oh, LeBron's a bad dad. It's weird that we are sort of jumped to go, oh, he's such a good dad. Look at it. It's like, yeah, he's a good dad. Fucking so he should be. Rocket surgery. says me about to have a fucking kid. Jesus. Next up, let's do the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
As much as I love giving him shit, I would actually like to see Dwight Howard back out there playing basketball again. Yeah, so there's news today that Dick Windhorst reckons that his Dwight's ass injury is pretty serious and he might not even play again. And look, I mean, fuck him, Dwight Howard, all this shit. He's a dickhead, fuck face, whatever. But having him around to shit on is kind of fun, you know? Like, you can make many, many, many jokes at his expense all the time. And I'd rather have him out there than not, because it's way more fun having him out there. Like, he needs to play for the Miami Heat so he can get the played for him, got it, need it of the Southeast Division. That's all I want to say. So the unpopular opinion of the day is I'd like to see Dwight Howard play NBA basketball again. Come on. Get healthy, Dwight. And finally, come on in to Outback Takehouse. It's Thursday at Outback. And you know what that means? 3-for-1 blooming onions. They taste like shit. It's weird. It's just deep fried onion. But get stuck in, mate. No one in Australia knows what the fuck they are, so we've got a shit ton of them out the back. So we're going to get stuck in. Only at Outback. They go great with today's flame grill take, which is LeBron James's playbook is all going to plan in LA. He's taken over as point guard. He's already got people doubting Luke Walton, and he's forcing the Lakers to trade for Anthony Davis. Don't let anyone tell you different. That's why he floated it out there. He's trying to take over the Lakers organization. Only at Outback. Love it. That's such a great Outback Takehouse. We had this one yesterday about how he was, you know, floating it out there and basically trying to force magic in Pelinka's hand, and lo and behold, that's what's happening. And the flirting back and forth between Anthony Davis going, oh, would be nice to go play with LeBron, wouldn't it? But I'm really focused on the Pelicans right now. It's like, yeah, you guys are going to fuck. I get it. It's when you see the people like chemistry and they're like, he's hooked up with this chick and she's off with this fella. They're going to bang. You know, it's how it goes. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch right after this one.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, let's do it. The Australian Player Watch. Woo! Ben Simmons, Big Simo. Unbelievable. Triple-double. Absolutely smashing it. Second triple-double in his last three games. 13 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and 5 of 10 shooting. Absolutely unreal. No Jonah Bolden today. Might be over there in the G League showcase. We'll talk about some of the G League guys in a second. Jingling Joe Ingles, as mentioned, against the Golden State Warriors. 20 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, dueling the bloke they call the American Joe Ingles, the coward Kevin Durant. Out-dueled him and smashed him. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe in that same game, was out there for 17 minutes, hit 3 of 4 from the field for his 6 points, added 3 assists and 2 rebounds, was a plus 5. On you, Dante. King Deli of Maribara, first of his name, smasher of tins, sinker of threes, didn't play in the Cavs game today against the Charlotte Hornets. He had a left knee soreness, which is probably came from kicking too much ass over the last 4 games. I'd say that. 5 games? Yeah. 5 games straight of scoring in double figures. His left knee is just sore from all that ass kicking. Kung Fu Thon Song in the win over the Pelicans. He played 15 minutes, hit both of his shots from the field, went 1 of 1 from 3, added 3 rebounds to his 7 points. On you, Thon. That was brilliant. Patty Mills, Patty Thrills, loved it against the Magic today. 2 of 6 from the field, 5 points, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 rebounds. He was a plus 20. Unreal. Aaron Bangers-Baines only was out there for 2 minutes before he got hurt. In that time, though, he still managed to go 2 of 2 from the field for 4 points and a rebound. He'll be out for a little bit of a while. He was diagnosed with a left fourth metacarpal fracture and is out indefinitely. Looked into this a little bit. The metacarpal fractures on the hands could be anywhere up to like 16-20 games that he could miss, but knowing Bangers, and the fact that he's made out of adamantium, I'd expect him back like next week. He's like, oh, nah, man, I'll take Chrissy week off. What do you reckon? Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff didn't play today, but the G League guys, we had a couple of them out there today. Dang Adele with the Raptors in the G League showcase in Vegas had an absolute blinder. 7 of 18 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3 for 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. Unreal. But it was Isaac Humphries for the Erie Bayhawks. Absolutely fucking crushing it. A career high, 34 points. Goes 15 of 21 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Has 15 rebounds and 5 fucking blocks. What day is it? Hump day. Isaac Humphries. That's a fucking man's game. 34 points, 15 rebounds, 5 blocks. The dude's 20. Absolutely fucking crushing it, mate. Nice one. And then finally, Kiwi Corner. Stephen Adams, bro. What do you reckon, mate? Oh, that's okay. Last 4 games for Stephen Adams. Since we last checked in him last week, lost to Denver. He had 26 and 14 with 2 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. The win over the Clippers, he had 16 and 5. And then the win over Chicago, got into a punch-on with Robin Lopez. Also had 19 and 8 with 1 assist. And then today had 20 points and 23 rebounds, which are a career high for the Kiwi Colossus. Absolutely amazing, mate. So for the year, he's averaging 16.1 points, 9.7 rebounds, 0.9 blocks, and 1.4 steals. Man. Our Antipodean buddy is absolutely smashing it. Maybe it's just because Aquaman's out there and everyone's like, oh man, you're like Aquaman, hey bro, that's fucking sick as bro. Oh, look at him go. Oh, that's neat. Classic. Classic. Stephen Adams. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board and a couple of game previews right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Nothing new from Patty after yesterday's tweet storm, but we do have a new tweet from Deli, sitting out with his sore knee. Did manage to find the time to tweet out or retweet a St. Mary's Hoops tweet saying Jordan Ford scores 28 as Gales route Bucknell in Randy Bennett's 400th career win. Dally added, congrats on win 400, Coach B. Thumbs up emoji. On ya, Dally. Send him a slab of Corona tinnies, why don't ya? That'd be legendary. All right, let's get into today's game previews. Game previews. Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. We've only got 2 games tomorrow, so it should be very, very quiet.
Ah, nice one. How good's that? We've got Houston at Miami. This is pretty tasty. Houston are back-to-back. Miami now realizing that they were without Goran Dragic, the flog. Goran Dragic. The Heat are 3.5-point underdogs at home. And look, the Rockets on the road going to Miami. Miami just don't have the weapons, do they? Absolutely brutal. So I might have to take Houston -3.5. Even though on a back-to-back and flying halfway across the country, I kind of can't see it. I'm just really struggling to see who on Miami could go out there and score enough and like lead them to maybe Josh Richardson has a good one. But yeah, it's tough, right? Really tough. I mean, bam, at a bio, what, you got Wynjin Hassan-Whiteside. It's pretty tough to see them getting over the hump, right? So give me Houston. And then the final game is Dallas versus the Clippers. Oh, nice. In Clipperland. Clippers are -3.5-point favorites in LA. Which, look, considering that Dallas have lost a bunch of games of late, you can kind of like understand why people might be a little bit nervous about it. But I'm here to reassure you. +3.5 points. Give me Dallas. Clippers are in an almighty swoon at the moment. They're just not looking at all good. They're missing Lou Will. They're just a little bit all over the shop. They've lost 4 straight, and I reckon this will be 5 against the Mavericks. Don't know what to tell you. That's just how it's going to go. So give me Dallas. Was it +3.5? Bank it. Love it. Dallas. Let's go, Luka. And you know what? We'll wrap all those up because there's only 2 games tomorrow as well. We'll wrap all those up tomorrow, and we'll do our second annual 12 days of NBA Christmas, where we're going to like basically go through 12 things that we're, you know, basically wanting for Christmas. It's going to be amazing. It was very good last year, so let's do it again. It's going to be great. All right, man. In the meantime, make sure you're all over us on Twitter, Facey, Insta. We'll be on social media during the games, etc. Check us a rating and review for the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. That's right, we're on Spotify now, which is amazing. I love listening to podcasts on Spotify, so I'm stoked that we're on there. We're also on Stitcher, so whatever podcast app you use, give us a rating and review, would you? It helps out heaps. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out their new band, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, I've Been Broken, is absolutely fucking kick-ass. It's behind Yeah Nah every episode of NBA Australia. Go vote for that in the Hottest 100, Triple J. Just go do it. House Hats, I've Been Broken. It's awesome. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them a smash on Bandcamp, Facey, and support them like they support us. NBA Australia also supports Australian bands. It's what we do. All right, man, that's it. Stick around for a new The Diary of Stephen Adams as Stephen Adams finally gets his Christmas card from his mum. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later!
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. Merry Christmas and all that, eh? This is Stephen Adams here, eh? Just popping by for my usual diary entry. So, let's get to it, eh, Bruce? Dear diary, it's me, your pal, Stephen Adams, Bruce. But, oh, come on, Bruce. You knew that already, eh? Because you're my diary, Bruce. So, oh, Bruce, I'm pretty excited, eh? Because it's Christmas. I mean, you knew that. I love Christmas, Bruce. It really takes me back to NZ and Wellington with my 24 brothers and sisters, Bruce. And how we'd all play rugby on Christmas afternoon, Brew, with my 84 cousins. And we'd end up picking in the local hospital, Brew. I mean, one time my cousin Rongo stuck his finger up my other cousin Tongi's bum. And Tongi didn't like it, Brew. And he broke Rongo's nose with Rongo's own fist, Brew. That was amazing, man. So, anyway, I'm going to miss NZ this Christmas, but at least I got my mum's annual Christmas card to me, eh? So, it's really nice to get a Christmas letter. So, I'm going to read it to yous. Here goes. Oh, dear Stephen, it's your mum. But you probably knew that, eh, from the dress, eh? You're always the smart one like that, eh? So, much smarter than your brothers and sisters. Anyway, things are going okay here in Wellington. There have been no earthquakes of late, apart from when all the kids go out to play rugby, eh? But your cousin Rongo is back in jail, eh? This time he tried to ram raid a fish and chip shop while it was still open, Brew. He swears he lost control and just crashed. But why was he wearing a balaclava, Brew? I just don't know, Stephen, eh? Your cousin's a weird one, eh? So, anyway, I hope everything finds you well in OKC. We'll all be thinking of you while having our Christmas hungy, and I hope that you get the present I sent you. It's some socks. Okay, gotta go. Your brothers and sisters are getting hungry, eh? Love, your mum. Oh, how sweet is that, Brew? Me mum's the best, eh? And these socks are special as, Brew. They're awesome. They're like, they've got sheep on them, and they're very, very funny, Brew. Oh, I do miss that Christmas hungy though, Brew. I can taste it right now on my lips, Brew. Anyway, back here in OKC, we've had a good run lately. We've won some games. Little Russ and my other friend Paul have been getting along great, mate, so that's really nice. And also means my other friend Terrence can stop crying every time Russell comes in the room, Brew. So, I don't know what those other fellas are planning on doing for Christmas after our game against Houston, Brew. But I reckon if I put on my own Christmas hungy before the game against Houston and that bearded fella James, it'll be perfectly cooked by the time I get home. So maybe I should invite everyone around, eh? So they all say my usual hungies are delicious, Brew. So wait till they try my Christmas hungy, Brew. It comes with Dr. Pepper, Brew. So, okay, diary, have yourself a great Christmas and I'll write to you about what presents I got next week, eh? So, Merry Christmas and cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, Brew.